In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. John 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." Today we remember two of the 12, Simon and Jude. There's very little biblical evidence about their lives or work. Tradition says that Simon the Less, not to be confused with Simon Peter, preached in Egypt and later worked in Persia. Jude, or Judas, not to be confused with Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, was the one who, in John 14, 22, asked Jesus, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Tradition says he preached in Mesopotamia and later worked in Persia. It is somewhat understandable then to ask, what should we celebrate? Imagine yourself in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, looking at a stand of birch trees. Now, birch trees are not very tall. They stand somewhat close together. One looks pretty much like the other. Not many significant features. No mighty oak here. No great redwood. Just a couple of birch trees to look at today. What should we notice? Well, we can reflect on how such trees of the kingdom grow. To a casual onlooker, Jesus is just another teacher of a spiritual way. His followers are just people who manage to gain an incredible sense of peace from him. They are lucky to be there at the right time and place. And such a view of Jesus and what he introduces into this world is like a cold winter wind, a freezing rain and incredibly deep snow that prevents growth and blocks God's sunshine and rain that gives life. Repent of any thoughts like these. Seek forgiveness, for this is the world of unbelief and death. Note rather how such birches grow from the peace that Christ gives. For he came, he gathered his disciples, and these were two of them, and taught them. Indeed, Jesus revealed the Father to them and sent them into the world with his word and with the Spirit, who would bring to remembrance all that Jesus taught them. They carried the word that Jesus was the Savior of all, that by grace, through faith, all have peace with God. And this message is God's earthy element, his rain, his sunshine, that can produce trees, both small and large. Marvel, then, what makes such trees of God live. People of faith are created by God's Spirit, taught by God's Word, and formed into things of beauty in God's eyes. They trust God, not themselves. They have a peace that comes from knowing Christ, not some self-generated spiritual feeling that comes and goes. They love each other because their hearts are refashioned into selfless servants of God and neighbor. With the power of God's word, his earth, his sunshine, his rain, Simon and Jude were made into such disciples of Christ. And so are we. Today, then, hear his word, sing of his peace, pray for his rule, each of us sustained in our Lord, who let himself be hung on a tree for us.